It was a couple of weeks ago. We heard about the passing of our friend Mike Kelly from Keller Williams, and who was the host of the Real Estate Hour for so many years. We miss him. Allison Norman co-hosted the Real Estate Hour with Mike for many years also, and Allison is with us this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I am well. Thank you for jumping in with us this morning. You are going to continue the tradition on Sunday mornings?
I am. We did it. You know, there was a lot of kind of back and forth conversation between the radio and Mike's family and wife, Luann. And, you know, it was such a long time we've talked about. It was over 30 years that he was on the radio doing the Real Estate Hour, and such an important part of the community and an important part of Mike, you know, Mike's life. And it was, you know, kind of his baby, you know, his thing.
Oh, yeah.
And a legacy that he left behind. And we, you know, we can't just let this go. It was, you know, I had people calling me saying, you know, are you going to continue the Real Estate Hour? It was such an important part of the community. So, it made sense for me to hop in and continue it. We are going to continue calling it Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour because it will always be Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour.
I love that, Allison. I think that is such a remarkable tribute and shows generosity on your part, too.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, and it couldn't be any other way. And that was kind of part of me stepping in because, you know, honestly, we didn't want to just see it go to, you know, out there to anyone to do just a real estate show, because it isn't just a real estate show. It's about community. It's about, you know, so much more than just real estate. Of course, we'll still talk about real estate and we're working on putting together, you know, some new intro because, you know, we don't have one right now, but it all kind of came together quickly and it's still in the works. We didn't want to lose the audience that we, you know, that Mike had worked so hard towards by people thinking automatically that the show's going to go away. So,
well, if I recall correctly, Allison, Mike mentioned something to you at some point in the last couple of years about this radio show, right?
He did, and it was, I believe he had a heart valve surgery, I don't know, maybe 5 or so years ago. I can't remember exactly. Time flies. But, you know, in going into, you always, when you go into surgery, you're thinking, you know, thinking about the possibility that you're not going to make it out. And so he actually said to me, if anything happens to me, you know, don't let the Real Estate Hour go. It was that important to him. So,
and you're not.
You know, how can you not?
And let me ask you, Allison.
Really,
yeah, I'm really glad to hear this, and the fact that it's going to continue to be called the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour, I think, is fantastic and a real tribute to him. Let's talk about how the family's doing.
Doing well. I mean, you know, it's a lot, and it's the loss. You're dealing with the loss of someone so important, and then also having to deal with kind of wrapping up all of the, you know, the accounts and all of the, you know, just all of that stuff.
Oh, God knows.
It really puts it into perspective for me, going, oh, my gosh, I have so many. I don't think anyone would know what to do with half of my stuff.
Yeah.
So it really is important. And we talked about on the radio show, you know, with trust attorneys and, you know, the importance of putting your stuff in place. And Mike did. But it's just a lot. So Luann is, you know, is busy doing that. And also, you know, dealing with the loss of,
of course,
a, you know,
40-plus-year
relationship.
I know, though, at some point the community is going to want to get together to pay tribute
right.
to Mike.
Yes, thank you. And I have had a lot of people ask. The family is going to do a small, you know, small for the Kelly family, which was huge in itself. But they're going to do a small private ceremony. I think coming up in the next week or so. And then we are putting together, we being the real estate community, his friends in Rotary, just all of the arms of, you know, where his reach was. We're putting together a public celebration of life.
Very good.
Looking at probably the end of March, possibly the beginning of April. We haven't locked in a location yet, but we're looking at Luther Burbank Center, which Mike was a longtime member of board of directors, in the past, not currently. But so we're talking to them because it would make sense to have it there. It will hold enough people because there are going to be a lot of people coming to celebrate Mike Blake.
There's no question about that. And so as soon as we have that information, we'll pass it along to KSRO listeners. Allison, I'm happy that you are continuing the tradition on Sunday mornings here on KSRO. Thanks for doing that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, tune in at 9 to 10 Sunday mornings. Look forward to continuing carrying it on for Mike.
Very good. We will be tuning in. That is Allison Norman from Keller Williams Realty, where Mike Kelly worked. And certainly I'll be carrying him with me on my trip to Ireland, something we talked about a lot together.